of recovery. I had what I now call a sponsor of the month. I always had a sponsor, but whenever one of them would lovingly suggest I do something, I would fire them and move on to someone else. I remained angry, bitter, and isolated, even though I was going to 5 or 6 AA meetings per week and was not drinking. At 7 months sober, I was getting a little bored with AA and began to wonder if this was all there was to life. The concept of not drinking again seemed a little extreme, and I thought that perhaps it would be different this time. Then something happened that I now believe helped me to stay sober and find my higher power. I woke up one morning and couldn't feel my legs. I could still walk with a little difficulty, but it got worse as time passed. Several months and lots of medical examinations, doctors, hospital visits, and tests later, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. The path since then has been quite a journey. I now either walk with crutches or use a wheelchair. There have been lots of times I wanted and intended to drink again. During my second year of sobriety, I slowly became angrier and angrier. I was in what one of my sponsors now refers to as the angry years. I was one of those people we see at meetings and wonder how they stay sober. At my home group, members didn't give up on me. They loved me anyway. One day, the group's general service representative announced she was moving and would have to give up her commitment, and they elected me to her job. They explained to me that a serious 2-year service commitment was exactly what I needed. I tried to explain that I was not eligible, but they told me to go to the monthly general service